I would say it's multi-layered. There are businesses for the extraction of resources. There are advisory services to governments such as the Central African Republic and Mali. And then there is the mercenary force, so the military capacity that Wagner has been using in various countries in Africa to different levels of degrees and success.
Are we paying attention to their involvement or little attention is being paid?
I think there's a lot of attention being paid. I think the challenge is trying to nail them down while at the same time creating incentives for African countries that are dealing with security crises, particularly terrorism and poverty, to encourage them not to spend their resources on engaging in Wagner. For instance, they weren't that successful in Mozambique in addressing the northern security issues in the country. And yet you after that time period in 2019, 2018, you have Wagner being contracted with other African countries because of the challenges they may perceive in receiving support from Western governments, particularly within the European Union and the United States. And so there are to try to bring Wagner in by considering whether to label it as a terrorist organization and treat it as a transnational organized crime group. But because it's more of a whack-a-mole situation, I think there are challenges to that approach.
If I understand, is it, I don't know if I should call it an individual country domestic issue, or do you think Africa as a whole or the international community has a role in trying to deal with Wagner operations in Africa?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. It's the international community looking at organizations such as the UN or multilateral institutions such as the African Union, and then working with individual African states to address their needs so Wagner doesn't become a sort of contractor of last resort or of that an opportunity to address security issues, but also possibly to participate in the extraction of resources that could go to favored government officials or other contractors. And so I think it's an effort that should be done by multiple institutions, government, and not just left to an individual African state or the African continent, but engage with other countries as well to address these issues.